There's some food news coming out of Junction Commons. Park City is getting its own Shake Shack. Here to tell us about it is Will Hoard, the Utah Area Director for Shake Shack. Good morning, Will, and thanks for joining us.
Hey, good morning, guys.
So, Will, where does this fit into the Shake Shack network? How many Shake Shacks are there in Utah?
So, we currently have 7 locations. This is going to be number 8. And when I say that, we're including our airport shack as well.
Which is a favorite for many of us.
Holy cow, yes. You can't get out of the airport without hitting the Shake Shack.
Oh, yeah. So talk to us a little bit about what the plans are for growth here in Utah. Is this do you have a pattern? You expect to continue to open more outlets?
Yeah, so 100%. So we opened up back in 2019 in Sandy, and that was our first shack, and that was the beginning of what this is, you know, becoming. So the plan for growth here in Utah, you know, just over the past 6 months, we've opened 2 shacks. We opened City Creek and Foothill Village, bringing the market to 7. And then here, you know, here in Park City, we just opened number 8. And then really over the next couple years, we're going to, you know, be adding more and more shacks. You know, as a company, we are looking to grow worldwide. Right now, you know, domestically, we have a little over, you know, 440 locations here in the United States.
And internationally?
Internationally right now, system-wide, we're about 660 shacks.
So a couple of hundred are offshore.
Oh, yeah.
And are all of them company-owned or are some of them franchised?
So we're 100% company-owned across the board. We don't do any franchising. We do have our licensed partners. For the international shacks and our airports, stadiums. We do have shacks and some of the stadiums, so pretty cool there.
Yeah, so what teams have the Shake Shack in their stadium?
So we got one down in Vegas
for the Raiders.
For the Raiders. Yeah, but that was one of the more recent ones. So
okay, and so for a growth pattern like that, you're obviously doing something to differentiate yourself from the greater, what I would, for lack of a better term, fast food market.
Yeah,
talk to us a little bit about what the strategic vision is. Why is Shake Shack different?
Yeah, Shake Shack's different because, you know, let me take it back to our motto. You know, we stand for something good. And we stand for something good in all aspects of our business. And number one is we take a lot of pride in the quality of our food. You know, to start with our burgers, which what we're known for, 100% Angus beef, no hormones, no antibiotics, fresh, never frozen, right? So that's a huge piece is our ingredients. You know, you can't come to Shake Shack without getting a shake, right? And what separates us there is our frozen custard. Our frozen custard's made fresh in-house daily. And again, great ingredients, no artificial sweeteners, no corn syrup.
Okay, so we have shakes. How many varieties of shakes are in the menu?
Yeah, so, you know, we have our core shakes, vanilla, chocolate, strawberry, cookies and cream. We brought back our coffee shake, which is a fan favorite. And then what Shake Shack does is we roll our limited time offerings. So every quarter we're doing something fun,
pumpkin
something special.
Spice in the fall.
Sure, right. So right now we're doing our limited time offering shakes, and we got 3 really cool ones. We have our tiramisu shake, our K-Shack spicy caramel shake, which you will not find anywhere else. You guys got to go get one of those. And then for our chocolate lovers, we have our chocolate blackout pudding shake. So yeah, you can't come to Shake Shack, not get a shake. And we love to mix it up every quarter with something new.
Okay, so what's the shake that I'm getting on Wednesday?
Well, go for the K-Shack spicy caramel shake. Okay. Are you a spice guy?
I like spicy, like Korean spicy.
Yeah.
So the core of your menu is obviously the burger. Are there things beside burgers that you offer as sort of, lack of a better term, entrees?
Yeah, so aside from the burger, we do have our Chicken Shack, which is an amazing chicken sandwich. Again, goes back to the core belief, 100%, you know, white meat, no antibiotic, not frozen, and we hand batter bread our chicken breast to order. So our crispy chicken sandwich is definitely a fan favorite. I love it. And then additionally, you know, you talked about some sides. We have our crinkle cut fries. Which we've had forever, you know, your classic roadside burger stand crinkle cut fry. By the way, I do it well done. I would highly recommend getting them done well.
Can you ask for that?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
So you get your fries well done?
Oh, yeah. Okay. A little bit crispy.
So let's say somebody has never been to a Shake Shack.
Yeah.
So you have burgers, fries, chicken, and shakes.
Yeah.
In your eyes, or in your taste buds, what is the perfect order?
Yeah, easy.
What would you?
Okay, yeah. Okay. So, Smoke Shack burger. Okay, our Smoke Shack burger is a bacon cheeseburger with our Shack sauce, and our Shack sauce is this tangy mayo. Right, I see you over there. And then it's topped with our cherry peppers. So our cherry peppers are more of this tangy sour pepper. You know, I don't do jalapenos. This is a great in between pepper. And so yeah, you get our Smoke Shack, just our crinkle cut fries, well done, right? And then do a black and white shake. Our black and white shake is a classic vanilla with our fudge sauce mixed in, not overly chocolatey, not too plain. And that's my meal right there.
Okay. That is a meal. I mean, that'll get you going for the whole day.
Oh, yeah. We're set.
So, obviously, you opened a store a few days ago. Talk to us about what it takes to open a store, from finding the dirt to finding the staff to all the things that go into it.
Yeah. I mean, look, I think people show up on day one and they get that, they place their order, they get that tray of food, and they eat it and they leave. And you know, I don't think people realize the village it takes to open a shack, right? And so, you know, it starts back to our real estate team. You know, we have an amazing real estate team that goes all over the country and finds prime locations such as this, you know, an iconic city like Park City. And so it starts with them, and then, you know, development begins to map out and really bring the shack to life. And then from there, you know, operations is you know, it comes to us, myself, and we get those projected times, right, when we're looking to open. And then we begin, you know, starting to staff the management side of things, right? And from there, we're getting them in place, and we start to hire anywhere from 6 to 8 weeks out. So typically our general managers come out of their current shack or their current operation.
Yeah, that was what I was going to ask you. Is part of the way you keep the brand quality is by moving people so that you're not in a new outlet starting from scratch.
Yeah. I mean, we love to go internal. You know, myself, I've been with the brand for 9 years almost now, and back in the day, like I was a team member, right? And I found myself over the years just going to the next shack, getting the next promotion, picking up and moving out to Utah. Been out here for the last 5 years, originally from Dallas, and, you know, gotten the opportunity to really grow Shake Shack here in Utah and bring Shake Shack to the Utah. And so yeah, taking it back, like our general managers are pulled, they begin hiring, and you know, at this specific Shake Shack, we look to bring on 55 team members for this opening. So they work really, really hard to recruit and find the right people that, you know, just align with Shake Shack and stand for something good. And people that are going to, you know, have enlightened hospitality, right, and take care of the guest. And so we work for several weeks in the back end finding all these great people. Orientating them, and fast forward, you know, on the back end, our construction teams are putting the shack together and making everything look like a shack, and then we get in there, and you know, at this one specifically, we have half of our training team, so there's 9 trainers. They're Utah based, so they've been with the company for some time. They've gotten to that trainer position, and then, you know, we've also sourced some trainers outside of Utah. You know, we got some from Colorado, we got California, and so we bring in these people, and we bring in our support team, our support center, you know, training department, and we train for 4 days practicing Shake Shack.
So how long will you personally be around here as a result, as part of this transition?
You know, I love to be here. I love to be there and support the team and really just start to get involved with the community. So, I don't necessarily have like a deadline on when I'm leaving. You know, I'm Utah based, so. You know, I'm 35, 40 minutes away.
So do you spend time at all the Utah
yes.
shacks? Is that how it works?
You're
the roving ambassador,
yeah,
for lack
yeah,
of a better term.
My role ultimately is, you know, I'm partnered with the general managers, and we partner together, and we ensure restaurant excellence.
Yeah. So now you had mentioned the building crew. Do you have one or a couple of crews that build all of yours, that travel around the country to build it out, or do you use local talent?
You know, so we have a corporate construction project management, you mm-hmm. know, so we have our construction project managers who partner with local, builders.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So it is a local.
Yeah. The company who built this location, and actually they've built several of our Utah shacks, is based in Ogden.
We've been speaking with Will Horde of Shake Shack about the new Shake Shack that just opened in Junction Commons. Will, thanks for spending time with us this morning.
I'd love to be here. Thank you, guys.
We'll be right back after this. Still wishing we had a burger.